You're listening to SBS News.
Iris Yao is an international student from China who says she experienced wage exploitation.
I was working in a Chinese restaurant and my salary was $7 an hour. Yeah, and I was an all-rounder. I had to clean in the kitchen and order the food and also do other stuff in the same shift.
That was 2 years ago, and she couldn't balance her studies in politics with her working life, so she quit her work. She says wage exploitation is particularly tough for international students who don't have a wealthy family to support them.
Sydney is an expensive city, and I think it's very important for most of international students to know the minimum wage so they can protect themselves.
Researchers from Unions New South Wales went online to find job ads targeting migrant workers. They studied 3,000 ads written in Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Nepali, Spanish and Portuguese. One ad they found, written in Vietnamese, was looking to hire a nail technician for just $10 an hour. Almost 90% of the job ads that mentioned a wage were offering an illegal pay rate. Most were in the construction industry, with over 97% of the construction jobs below the minimum wage. That was followed by jobs in cleaning, hair and beauty, fast food and retail, hospitality, clerical and transport. The Secretary of Unions, New South Wales, Mark Morey, says exploitation has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 crisis.
Without job seeker and job keeper, migrant workers on visas in this country have been driven to take any job they can just to survive. There is exploitation at an industry level. And what we need in this country is strong new laws to stop exploitation. Many of these workers are continually exploited without any penalties.
Leon, a 38-year-old migrant from China, saw an ad for a restaurant job via an app. He says he was paid $13 an hour in cash at the restaurant. He says he was worried, having just arrived from China, with no way to get away.
I wish there were laws to make restrictions so those employers do not exploit workers from China and other countries.
The federal government says its new industrial relations laws will see those who exploit workers face up to 4 years in jail and fines of up to $5.5 million. The Fair Work Ombudsman says it has already been representing migrants in the courts and has recovered $1.7 million over the past year. Peter Strong is the CEO of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia.
The great number of employers in the ethnic communities in Australia are fine employers. They are very good employers. They train people. They give people the right money. So let's not paint a picture here that ethnic groups are bad. They aren't. There's some employers and employees that get together, and we need to confront that and educate people. You've got to pay the right money.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.